Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is your artist of the day. I'm not even going to ask you if it's a jam or not a jam. It's too hard. It's just too hard.
It's not too hard. It's just not good.
It's too bad.
It's, you know, that's
I like her.
That right there, that's what a Big Mac would sound like if it was music.
As Will says, she may be bad, but she's not perfectly good at it.
Yeah, I definitely didn't say that, and that was a Rihanna quote, not a Lady Gaga one.
I know.
Wow, stay down, Sam. Maybe it's time you turn your microphone off.
Mm-hmm. Between that and the Bo Cephas reference going...
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good.
I didn't want to knock the kid down. I mean, he's only like 25.
I know.
That's 22. Not Bo Cephas. That's Hank Williams Jr. Yeah.
We are not going to continue on last hour's topic, but I got a question on the text line, and it's such a good one. I want to ask you what you think, and then we're moving on, because it's a good one.
Okay.
Why are cities who require first responders to live in that city, why is that okay?
I don't think it's okay.
But legislating tobacco use is bad. Why can the government be okay to force one thing on an employee and not something else?
I do not think it is okay. And
but it's a great analogy, Scott, and here's why.
It's a very good
analogy. Do you not have the right to live and breathe and settle where you want in the United States? You have a way bigger right to do that than you do to smoke.
And most cities do not require that you live within the city that you serve. For example, in Roland Park, you do not have to live in Roland Park to be a police officer. The police chief in Mission lives in Shawnee. I know that for a fact. You know,
he's pretty open about that fact, too.
Well, yeah, especially when I bump into him at the Price Chopper out there. But I will say this.
I think in some of the larger cities, if you have to live where you're reporting to work.
In Kansas City, if you work for the city, for the school district, for the fire department or the police department, you are required to live within the city limits of Kansas City, Missouri. You will note that the vast majority of firefighters and police officers in Kansas City, Missouri, live north of the river, right inside the Liberty School District boundaries. That is a fact, Jack. And I'll tell you this, if you are a city that forces your employees to live within that city, you might have bigger problems. If you have to require them to live within your boundaries for them to have a job, maybe you're not doing something
well,
right.
Well, but for a police department, and I do understand the limitation they put on those folks, because you feel good when you live in Kansas City, Missouri, and you have a Kansas City, Missouri police officer next door, and that car is parked in that driveway next door. That serve and protect. But there's a cop car on my street.
But Dana, the safest neighborhood in Kansas City, Missouri is north of the river, right next to the 54th Street Grill and Bar up there, within the Liberty School District boundaries, because that is where almost every cop in this town lives. That's a real safe neighborhood. How many cop cars do you think you see in a driveway at 33rd and Agnes? I'm going to say zero.
I think there are police officers who do live in the inner city,
I think there's a handful. I think that's fair. But the vast majority live in areas where their kids do not have to attend the Kansas City, Missouri School District.
You would not be able to work for that city, by the way, because you were the nicotine patch, which means there is nicotine in your system, which means you would be denied.
That's right. That is correct.
Maybe that's why you're all bent out of shape. Can't get a city hall job.
Come on!
Come on, man! I want a job! Check out this find. Story here from CNN. Staffers at a Seattle record store are used to coming across rare finds they never thought they would find a royalty check made out to Nirvana's lead singer, Kurt Cobain.
What? When did they find this?
Listen to this, man. Easy Street Records found a check from Broadcast Music, Inc. made out to Kurt D. Cobain of Olympia, Washington, dated March 6, 1991, just a few months before Nirvana made it big with their album Nevermind. Store owner Matt Vaughn said he was tidying up in the basement when he found the uncashed $26.57 check tucked in a collection of the rock band's tour itineraries.
Wow.
He had bought the itineraries along with a box of records in 1993.
$26.57.
Uh-huh. It was right before they had released the album Nevermind.
Wow.
You think they sell that at an auction?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't definitely.
You? Yeah.
Inside the collection was also a $177 rent money order receipt of Cobain's from 1990.
You know, people pay big bucks for that rock memorabilia stuff.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, it's just like with sports memorabilia and, you know, these baseball cards, and especially if they're in, you know, vintage condition or they're signed, a Babe Ruth card could go for God knows what.
Yeah,
aren't there
a lot.
Still a couple of those out there? And they just assume they've been destroyed over the years. But aren't there still a couple of those vintage, old school cards out there that if it ever turned up, it would be worth, you know, a bajillion dollars?
Well, yeah, you're thinking of the Honus Wagner baseball
Honus
card.
Honus Wagner,
yeah.
That's the one.
And there's like one left out there?
Well,
it's not that small
like
a number,
eight?
But it's...
It's like eight or something like
I
that,
believe
Will?
It's south of a dozen. I want to say it's eight or ten, somewhere in there.
Is that the one that someone found hidden inside of an old piano a couple months ago?
I believe it wasn't a couple months ago, but I believe it was a couple years ago.
Like they went to have the piano tuned, and so they had a guy up and in there, and he unscrewed the base of the piano, and out drops, I think it was a Mickey Mantle card, if memory serves. And the piano had been in the family for years, and they think the uncle or the aunt, several generations back, hid them in there thinking it's a safe place, you know, and then they die without telling anybody, hey, by the way, you have millions of dollars hidden in that piano and you don't even know it.
Yeah, Will, what was the name of that player? Honus?
Honus Wagner.
Yeah, can you look that up? I think there's like eight cards thought to be in existence.
Yeah.
They don't know. And the last one they put up for auction, I think, sold for like $2 million.
There were only about 50 that were ever released. So we're talking a small number to begin with.
Do you know why?
Yes, because he objected to his likeness being used
in
by the
cigarettes.
Tobacco company.
That's right. He was adamantly anti-smoking, and they would sell the baseball cards with packs of cigarettes.
Oh.
Kind of like when you and I were growing up, baseball cards had a stick of gum in there. There was, for a time, the baseball cards being paired with tobacco products.
Yeah, and he was adamantly opposed. So the tobacco company had started a run on his baseball card, and some had already gone to market. But when he found out, this Honus
Wagner
found out that his likeness was being used. And he wasn't a great player.
$3.12 million was what the most recent one sold for.
Wow.
$3.1 million, yeah.
Yeah.
But
wow.
when Honus Wagner found out that his likeness was being used to sell cigarettes, he ordered that they stop printing his card.
So there's not that
and
many
so,
out there.
So there's only thought to have been 50 printed, and only... It's thought only eight are still in circulation.
I will say this, and not to correct you, but he was actually a very good baseball player.
Okay.
He was considered one of the premier shortstops, and I just looked. His lifetime batting average was .329.
I stand corrected.
But, yes, he's best remembered, I would say, for the baseball card issue, far more so than his playing career. I mean, when everybody hears the name Honus Wagner, instantly they're thinking, unless they're thinking, who's that? They're thinking of the baseball card.
Yeah.
They're not thinking
it's
about
not
it.
It's not like when I say Babe Ruth.
Right.
You think of, you know, superstar baseball player from the 1920s, and you don't think Babe Ruth baseball card.
Right.
When I say Honus Wagner, you think...
Honus Wagner card.
So this was last year. No, this was 2016. 7 Ty Cobb baseball cards from the early 1900s turned up in a beat-up paper bag inside a dilapidated house. Family members who wished to stay anonymous made the discovery while cleaning out the house of their deceased great-grandfather. After planning to discard what looked like a bag of trash, one family member decided to sift through the contents, and first it seemed to be just postcards, and at the bottom of the bag, the family member saw a pile of Cobb cards lying face down. I don't even know if I would have known what that was, you guys.
Ty Cobb?
I mean, I would have known the name. I would have thought maybe this is worth something. Mm-hmm. Initial estimates valued those cards around $1 million.
Each?
I believe total.
Okay. Still not bad.
Either way, I'll take it.
Yeah, right?
I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth.
So what if you found that and you've got like 3 or 4 cousins with you helping clean out this complete wasteland of a dilapidated house and you see what's in the bottom of that bag? Do you A?
Depends on how much I like my cousins. Depends on how well we're getting along at the moment.
I mean, who owns that? It would have to be split equally,
finders,
right?
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, right?
Exactly.
Possession's 9/10 of the
That's
law.
That's exactly right, Dana, right? What would you do?
Take it and sell it.
I wouldn't keep it. I'd call Sotheby's. I don't even know how to get a hold of Sotheby's, but I'd call. Hello, this is Sotheby's.
Well, we know Googling phone numbers doesn't work real well for you based on your airline incident.
Some guy would be like, this is Sotheby's. I'll give you $100 for those. I go, okay.
Yo, what up, what up? This is Sotheby's.
What up? Yeah, I got a card here.
Please put in your bank information, personal address.
Need your social security number for this. One of these days, I just want to go in my attic and just find something that's worth $1 million.
I have always said that, but I've never been up in my attic. Every once in a while, I'm like,
you've never been in your
there?
Attic?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
It's Why? Forbidden land.
I don't know. I would need a ladder.
Oh, mine comes with a ladder.
No, I don't have a ladder.
Oh, is yours one of those that pulls down? Yeah.
Oh, you've got the old creepy horror movie kind?
Yeah.
Those are good until the ladder hits you in the face.
Well, you got to be a little careful. This isn't Christmas Vacation.
Right. You stand out of the line of fire.
Have you ever noticed those are always in horror movies? Always.
Really?
No, I don't like that.
Rachel.
You go up there and you do not come down.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you.
You go up there, you come down all the time. I keep stuff in my attic, like my luggage.
Well, I guess, yeah, because you don't have a basement.
No, I don't.
Huh.
Maya and I, when she was a kid, we used to have what we called conversations in the attic.
Which also sounds like a horror movie.
We would go up in the attic and we would just sit there on the edge and talk.
Sounds a little creepy.
I was going to say, that's a little weird.
All right, weirdos.
Shot through the heart and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
So yesterday I was watching the Chiefs game. When they broke away to the Cleveland game.
Oh, because of the technical problems?
Oh, yeah, technical problems. I couldn't get to Twitter fast enough. I just wanted to see what everybody was going to say. Twitter lost its mind.
I wasn't watching the Chiefs game, but I take it, just based on everything I've read, that it was well into garbage time by the time this happened.
Yeah, the game was
it
out of control.
It does not matter. Don't you remember the sunspot incident a few years ago? I think I was still working there when that happened. They almost had to just shut the phones down. I mean, it was just...
I'm not excusing it. I'm just trying to get a sense as to when exactly this happened.
Not only do people... It happened with like 5, 6, 7 minutes left.
Oh, yeah.
The game was... It was over.
Mm-hmm.
But Kansas City Chiefs fans, like... fans in any city want to see the end of the game.
Sure.
And for Channel 5, I actually felt sorry for them. Their advertisers are paying for their ads to run in the Chiefs game, not the Browns game.
Right. And those ads are super cheap, by the way.
Yeah. CBS has issued a statement. Due to a power outage during the Kansas City-Jacksonville game, viewers were switched to the Tennessee-Cleveland game and then to the Buffalo-New York Jets game. We regret that we were unable to return the audience to their scheduled game before power was restored. Now, there is some controversy about this
mm-hmm.
because when they broke away to the Titans-Browns game, which was not a competitive game either, Jim Brown with CBS Sports, who does their studio analysis,
mm-hmm.
says, let's break away for a more competitive game. And then CBS said it was due to a power outage. But Jim Brown had already said, let's break away for a more competitive game.
I guarantee.
Well, here's what I think would happen. When they first said, let's break away for a more competitive game, they didn't have all the information in front of them that there was some kind of technical issue.
Fair point.
The problem is, once you put those words out into the universe, you cannot take them back. Mm. And it really did look like, because people were so angry, that they were just dumping out of the Chiefs game because it was a blowout.
Don't forget, we're going to do Yo Mama Monday jokes at 3:45 this afternoon. Just try to keep them clean, okay, kids?
Here she comes now, say, moaning, moaning. Shoot them down, turn around, come on, moaning. Hey, just give me love and I feel all right now.
All right, guys. Guys.
What?
I think, not you guys.
Oh.
Them guys. I think we need to go over the rules here again.
Use guys.
We're going to do the Yo Mama jokes at 3:45. You've got to clean it up. Right. I can't read any of these. Some are getting in early. No, bricks. Flat as a board.
Fire hydrant.
Yeah, can't read that one either. You guys have got to clean it up. These are too dirty. Come on, man.
Thank goodness this is the practice round.
Yeah.
We're in the preseason here.
Yeah. You. Otherwise, we're just not going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So clean up the Yo Mama jokes for 3:45, or we won't be able to do it. These are too dirty.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
New. This ain't Howard Stern. Let me ask you a question.
Wait, it's not?
As somebody who worked for years in television, specifically at Channel 5, yesterday, the Chiefs broadcast goes out 5 minutes remaining in the game. Any commercial that airs after that, do they have to pay for that?
I think those are make goods.
Okay, so basically guess. The advertiser gets a bonus.
Well,
commercial.
Yeah. I mean, you, yeah.
Because I didn't pay for the Titans and Cleveland
Browns. Spots were sold.
The other thing, too, is there is so little local inventory attached to NFL games that they're probably going to have to find other spots to do the make goods in.
Mm.
And it may need to be like a 2-for-1 type deal if there was indeed any local inventory left. That game, that late in the game, there may not have been any more local breaks to be had.
Speaking of football, not that my Nebraska Cornhuskers did anything good on Saturday, what happened to KU?
Well,
KU played football.
It was
Coastal, mm-hmm. Coastal Carolina?
It was 12-7.
Coastal Carolina?
Could have been worse.
No, it couldn't.
Yeah, it could have.
No. I don't think so.
They
you
lost
see the Dolphins game?
They lost to Nicholls State last year.
Coastal Carolina?
Well, to be fair, Coastal Carolina has no place to call home right now. And I'm not saying I was rooting for Coastal North Carolina, but if anyone could use a very small...
It's just Coastal Carolina.
Beautiful, brief light of good news, it's Coastal Carolina.
Don't you think a homeless team has to fight harder, not less, in order to pull off a win?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So wouldn't that make it even bigger that they beat KU? I mean, it's KU football. What do you expect, okay?
It's bad. I want nothing more than success for Les Miles. I went to KU. I graduated from KU. I want them to win. Even my daughter, who is a freshman, left at halftime.
They're rebuilding.
They've been rebuilding for 10 years.
Hey, it's a big building, okay? It takes a long time to rebuild.
It's all good.
They're awful.
Coastal Carolina, and that was a home game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
But I will say this, losing 12-7.
Well, duh, it was a home game. My daughter left at halftime. Duh.
12-7 is progress compared to some of the on-field snuff films we've witnessed over the years.
Okay.
I mean, am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not rooting for KU football here. I'm just saying 12-7 is at least halfway respectable. Mm-hmm. You played some defense.
Didn't play any offense.
Well, no, but
I will say this. I will say the best thing that's happened to KU football since Les Miles got there is they finally fixed the helmets.
What was wrong with the helmets?
Well, now they just have their white helmets now with KU, the KU logo on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they had the KU, like K and U.
Right, okay? The letter mark on the side.
Right, on one side. And then the other side was the actual Jayhawk.
What's wrong with that?
That's awful. That's like the Oregon uniforms. Those are terrible.
They're a lot worse.
Name one.
Mizzou.
Okay.
Mizzou's uniforms, since they moved to the SEC, it looks like something off a NASCAR race.
I haven't noticed that, but I have not been able to watch Baylor since they went to the Sharpie highlighter.
That's what Oregon looks
lime
like.
Lime green.
Yes, terrible.
Terrible colors.
Mm. But they have some pretty cool jerseys if you really look at them.
It's no, just if that you really look at them,
it looks
you realize
like a bunch of highlighters.
Cool. Yeah.
And then the shoes are also that neon highlighter color.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Terrible.
What is going on? I mean, Nike, hello, cut it out.
I agree.
Nobody
they are
likes
getting
it.
A little too
flashy. By the way, the Browns uniforms, here's what I did learn about the NFL yesterday. When they cut away from the Chiefs game to go to the Titans-Brown game, the Browns may have the worst uniforms in the history of all of sport.
They always have. And think about this, too. They were gifted a mulligan on the uniforms whenever, you know, the franchise moved and became the Ravens and the league said, we'll give you a new Cleveland Browns. It would have been a perfect opportunity to come up with something that didn't look like it had been dropped in a toilet. And instead, that's what we wind up with a second time.
Nice brown pun there, Will. That was great.
Thank you. I mean, they had every reason in the world to not go back to that. And what did they do?
They went
the
right
exact back.
The
same
no,
thing.
No, they didn't go back to it, Will. They went worse.
That's okay. That's
that
true.
That uniform I saw yesterday is the ugliest uniform I have ever seen in the history of all of professional sports.
If someone comes up with that, can the school say no? Is there someone that can just look at that and say no?
You know why? Because Nike is paying you to wear it.
Well, and everybody's done this. I mean, it wasn't so many years ago that KU was wearing quite literally Zubaz shorts in the Big 12 tournament.
I remember that.
And that was Adidas that rolled that out.
I thought it was Zubaz.
Zubaz, whatever. The ridiculous, you know, animal print looking stuff.
All right. Now, here's the kind of yo mama joke I'm looking for. Because earlier you guys were sending in stuff that just ain't going to fly. Here's a good one. Hey, Will.
Yes.
You know, your mom is so ugly. When she tried to join an ugly contest, they said, sorry, no professionals.
Your mom is so out of touch, she designed the Oregon uniforms.
That's sort of what we're looking for, but a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But the fire hydrant guy and all you can't know.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not going to fly. Yeah, I hate looking at this video. Did you see this video of these people, these kids from the Bahamas? They get on this cruise ship to come to the United States. And then they're told, you don't have paperwork. You have to get off the boat.
Well, where do you think their paperwork went?
Probably somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean.
I told you after Chris lost his house in that tornado, he called his insurance 1-800 number, and the lady on the line, first thing she said was, can I have your policy number, please?
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I don't know where my couch is or my refrigerator.
Quite frankly, I'm Chris Ketz, and I don't know where my house is.
Two-thirds of my house, I don't have the policy number. I apologize.
Yeah. But watching these kids have to get off this boat, for the love of God in heaven, these people don't even have clean drinking water. And you're worried about their passport? He's 10. Let him go. Yes, this is what we're looking for. This is a repeat, by the way. your mom is so fat she jumped in the air and got stuck. That's what I want.
Yeah. There are a couple on here that are really funny and
totally inappropriate.
Cannot read those.
We will get to Yo Mama Monday in just a moment. Send them in at 22980. Yo Mama jokes. All we ask is that they're terrible, but arable. Okay, that's the key word, arable. 22980. Yo Mama Monday coming up next on Dana and Parks.
Hey, do it now.
You know, Dana.
Yeah, hey.
The other day, I'm walking down the street. This guy comes up to me and he says, I'm gay. I said, no, I'm as straight as the pole that your mama dances on.
All right.
That was a good one.
You're up.
Hey, Scott.
Oh, Sam. Yeah. What's up, man?
Your mama's so fat, Dora can't even explore her.
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, Will.
Your mama's so fat, when God said, let there be light, he told her to move out of the way.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, what's that?
You know, your mama's so dumb, she failed a blood test.
Oh.
Hey, Scott.
Oh, Will, what's up, man?
Your mama's so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas. It's still printing.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Your mama's so fat, when she goes outside in a red shirt, every kid yells, Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Scott.
Nice.
Dana, what's up?
Yo mom is so stupid, they told her that her password needed 8 characters. She typed in Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs.
Say, Dana, your mom is so fat, she walked by the TV. I missed 3 episodes.
That's still my favorite one.
Hey, Scott.
Yo.
Your mom is so fat. Oh, wait, I lost it. I'm looking at my phone, sorry.
Your mom is so fat, she uses a boomerang to put her belt on.
Oh, my goodness.
Save, Will. Hey, Scott.
Yo.
Your mama's so fat, she has her own orbit.
Okay. Scott.
Yo.
Your mom is so fat, she doesn't need internet service. She's already worldwide.
Hey, Will.
Yes, Scott.
Your mom's so dumb, she tripped over a cordless phone.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's up, Will?
Your mama's so fat, when she went in the ocean, the USGS put out a tsunami alert.
Hey, Will.
Yes?
Your mama's so dumb, she started staring at a box of OJ because it said, concentrate.
Hey, Sam.
What's that,
Dana?
That's
a good one.
Your mama's so dumb, she thinks Johnny Cash is a pay toilet.
Woo! Hey, Will.
Yes, Sam?
Your mama's so ugly, when she went to the zoo, the gorilla ran and hid.
Hey, Dana.
Oh, boy.
Yes, dear.
Your mama's so dumb, she got hit by a parked car.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Scott?
Your mama's so fat, when she walks in the room, the radio skips.
That's good.
Hey, Scott.
Yo.
Your mama farts so bad, she caused the ozone alert.
So stupid.
Your mama's so fat, her belt size is the equator.
Who are you talking to?
All y'all.
Okay. All y'all. Hey, Will.
Yeah, Scott?
Hang on, he keeps moving on me here.
I know.
Your mama's so old, she farts dust. That's when somebody else jumps in.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read some of these. Yes, Sam.
Your mama's so fat, she puts mayonnaise on Tylenol.
Wow.
No. Hey, Sam.
Wow.
What's that, Will?
Your mama's so ugly, she made One Direction go another direction.
Hey, Will.
Yes, Sam.
Your mama's so hairy, Bigfoot stopped to take pictures.
Hey, Dana.
Oh, gross.
Your mama's so fat, her belly button has an echo.
Gross. Hey, Will.
Yes.
Your mama's teeth are so yellow, she butters bread when she eats it.
Wait, what was
hey,
that?
Scott.
Yo.
Your mama's teeth are so yellow, she butters bread when she eats it.
I got it.
Hey, Scott, your mama's so stanky, speed stick ain't even fast enough.
Yo mama's, sorry, Scott.
Yeah.
Yo mama's so slow it takes her an hour and a half to watch 60 minutes.
Hey, Will.
Yes?
Yo mama's so ugly the tide wouldn't even take her out. Missed that one?
No, I got it. I mean, it wasn't funny, but I got it.
I think it's just a little personal when we're talking about each other's
moms. I'm not offended. It's just, you know, it's like when someone tells you a joke and you don't laugh and then they start explaining. It's like, no. I'm not laughing because I didn't get it. I'm just not laughing because it wasn't funny.
Scott.
Yo.
Yo mom is so fat that when she ran out into the street, I swerved to go around her and ran out of gas.
See, that's funny.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Yo mama's like Jupiter. She's huge, round, and gassy.
Hey, Scott.
Yo.
Yo mama's so skinny, when she drinks tomato juice, she looks like a thermometer.
Hey, Will.
Yes?
Your mama's so fat, she can't even jump to a conclusion. Here, let me explain that one to you.
No, I get it.
Oh, okay.
I understand. Thank you. Yeah. Listeners with material.
Hey, Sam over there.
Oh, what's that, Scott?
Your mom is so stupid, she returned a donut because it had a hole in it.
Scott.
Oh, Dana.
Your mom is so fat that when she was diagnosed with a rapid flesh-eating disease, the doctor gave her 20 years to live.
Hey, Sam. That's good. Hey, Sam.
What's that, Will?
Your mama's so fat, when she goes to KFC, she licks everybody's fingers.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.